The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Dharma holder and temple director, Michael Herzog.
When Yunyan was sweeping the grounds, Dawu said, "You're working rather hard, aren't you?" Yunyan said, "You should know, there's one who does not work hard." "Is that so? You mean there's a second moon?" Yunyan raised his bamboo broom and said, "How many moons is this?" Dawu was silent. And so here we are, 24 hours into Sesshin. It's getting exciting. How's your practice? Are you working hard? Hard enough? Too hard? Not hard enough? Just enough? Are you sure? Are you measuring up to the Zen student you think you should be? Today, in our very rich Dharma dialogue that was inspired by Alan's wonderful talk, we landed on this word work. Obviously inspired also by this wonderful koan. But what is work? Outside of Sesshin, it's pretty obvious, I think. You know, you go to work and then you don't. Maybe you work in an office, maybe you work at home, maybe you work in the garden, maybe you work doing chores around the house, and then you don't. But here, when we look closely, especially revealed in our Dharma dialogue, it's not so clear. In some cases, work is can be indulged in. Work can be stressful. Work can be avoided, something we want to avoid. Work is something that some people are forced to do, and to their detriment of their health and their lives. In other cases, work is something that we enjoy, gives meaning to our life. It's not so clear. And for that matter, in that same line of thinking, what is practice? What is practice and what is not practice? What is practice and what is our ordinary life? For me, I think this distant temple bell Sesshin style that we just happened to discover thanks to COVID, is so wonderful in that it integrates in such a unique way our deep, committed practice that we do in Sesshin in a way that's in our homes and in our lives, so that we can play with this practice, life practice, so that the edges are sort of really blurred. And is there a division between practice and awakening, practice and enlightenment, practice and realization? Of course, this is why we're here, to look into the great matter. Whatever you think that word enlightenment might mean. Dogen, great Zen master Dogen, talked a lot about this. In fact, so much so the way he sees it is that enlightenment and practice are the same. He combined the words into practice enlightenment. We see them in our readings as practice hyphen enlightenment, but apparently the original text, it's one word. So it's not so clear where we divide our lives in work, practice, life. And that we do, it's important for practical purposes. But we can snag ourselves on the edges. Koans like this one today help to push us off balance. Now, why would we want to be pushed off balance? When we feel or when we see things going steady, or when we have these fixed ideas about our lives, about reality, about ourselves, it leads us into a road of suffering. Even though this comfort that short term we derive from it is enticing. Gee, you're really working hard. You're a really good Zen student. What? When we look out into the dark, starlit sky, clear, with the moon shining down, it's obvious. There's a single moon. But when we look into the darkness of our lives, how many moons are there? As we read today in Dogen's Menju, diligently examine this in detail. Thank you.